Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the T-Mobile New Horizons International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Sebastian Butne, who is here with the Project Film for Films for Kids Pro. And first of all, thanks very much for joining us.
Hello.
And why don't you tell us a little bit about what it is that you do here at this wonderful project?
So, together with Kasia Klinkiewicz, Maciek Jakubczyk, and Karolina Śmigiel, we are like inventors of this idea of Films for Kids .pro, that is a development program. And just from the beginning, our association, which is Association for the Young Filmmakers in Poland, it is name is Film 1-2 Association. And in that group of people, we thought we can do something for kids cinema in Poland that is not really developed that time. So we thought about we can use our experience in those development programs that we attended, like me as a director and scriptwriter, and Kasia also as a director and scriptwriter, and using this experience we can invent such thing for kids movies.
Yes. So basically, you take these ideas from groups of that are from Poland and Norway, and you help them develop the story there.
Yes, that was quite a long process, because we first we had to make the program for these workshops, and then we announced that we are opening the applications, and each of teams, scriptwriter and producer team, we are like two people team here at the workshop, had to apply with two pages synopsis, something like that. And out of the 50 projects, we have chosen 12.
Right. And what was the level of the ideas? The quality of the ideas, and maybe a little bit about the selection process. How did you actually select the films, the ideas that were then picked to be part of this edition of the project?
As I said before, we've got the program and our tutors before we announced the application. So we had our professionals on board before, and they were selecting the projects for the program. So, and what was the most important thing about it is that these people were supposed to work with those projects then. So they somehow have chosen projects that they are eager for working with.
Yes.
And that was the idea.
Yeah. And what about actually working with the screenwriters and with the producers? What do you find has been the challenge for them, and the accomplishments for you as one of the coordinators in taking them through the journey of starting off with the idea and developing a script?
Our idea from the beginning was that even if we choose the right teams, so they are at the really early stage of development of the project, so we can find out on the first session of the workshop if the ideas are really the best one, and or we can change it in any direction, just to give them the opportunity to develop projects that have great possibility for potential for getting into the film market. Mm-hmm. Not just the ideas that we love, but the ideas that's got the potential for being produced. Yeah. And the challenge for example for the Polish part of the Polish teams, because we have like Polish and Norwegian teams, for 8 Polish teams and 4 Norwegian teams, because it is a Polish Norwegian program. For us, as you know, part of the industry that is that it is not really developed in the area of children's movies, so it was challenge to understand what it is. Many times in Poland we used to mistake the movies with children than movies for children. That they you know, we have some movies for with children, but they are not really targeted at a children audience. So first of all, we had to understand really the difference between it, between what, these two. And then, you know, they worked really hard because between the first session and the second session, they have to develop first draft, so like 80, 90 pages of script. And then for the third session, they had to deliver like a second draft. So it's you know, that pace of work was really, really high. So it's that was really, that could be complicated for the screenwriters to work as fast. And for the producers, so it's you know, our tutor for the producers is Ronald Kruszek, who is a very experienced producer in Germany. And that was a very good idea to show the Polish and Norwegian producers the perspective of different country that is also really, Norway is, really developed as a market for the kids' movies. This is like a part of blockbusters in Germany. The kids' cinema is the biggest box office part of it.
Yeah. So you are kind of using Norway as an example for developing a market in Poland that right now is kind of lacking.
Yeah, because the idea for the workshop is comes from the idea of a grant that we were supplied with. It's a cultural exchange between those two countries. When I realize that there is a kind of a grant that we can use for doing some important thing for Polish film industry. So I thought, okay, if it's a like Norwegian grant, let's say, so let's use the opportunity to use the knowledge and experience of Norway in producing this stuff for kids, because this is what we can learn how to do it from Norway. And yeah,
I have no doubt that this project is going to definitely impact positively the creation of a market, especially in Poland, for films for a young audience. And it's great to hear that such projects exist. It's been really interesting talking about it. And to finish it off, the pitching process has just begun. So maybe if you could tell us a little bit about this side of the project, as far as how the participants are prepared for the pitching, and also how they've started and how they're going so far.
You know, the pitching was like for the scriptwriters, the developing the script is a quite kind of the main task they have to fulfill. So for the producers, and also sometimes for the writers, the pitching is the another thing that is as important, because then it sometimes or many times or or sometimes always it depends on how you pitch your project to make it possible to be produced. So that was. On the second session, we started with this training or this rehearsing the pitching itself. That was quite a long process also to get an idea how to pitch each project, because it depends on project what is the idea to pitch it. To get the best result in getting people interested in that particular idea, so it was like 4 months for them to develop that very short presentation, like 7 minutes presentation. So it was I think that finally they are really well prepared, and they are just fine about.
Well, it's make it or break it. It's kind of that thing where, like, you know, if you don't have a great presentation and you have a great idea, you might not get the money in the end, because if you're not able to promote your idea, then, you know, no one is going to be able to understand what you're trying to make. So it is really important.
Yes, and for us, for this program, for the Films for Kids Pro program, it's a. You know, it's for us, it's a kind of a premiere, like a kind of a opening night, because the projects are somehow they are already ready for being produced, and for us this is like a moment of accomplishment that we can hear, or we can sit and just hear to our participants and to see what they develop during the time. And this is like in a way, this is like watching a movie, and that's important really for us and for the program also, because then when you hear it and when you watch those people, how they are sure about their ideas, so you know that all this time that we spent together was just precious.
Yeah, it was worthwhile. Okay, very interesting everything we've talked about so far. But to end off this interview, I would like to ask you a couple of questions about your film, Heavy Mental. Is screening here at the festival in one of its sections, and maybe you could start. We could start off by having you tell our listeners a little bit about the story of the film.
Oh, this is a story about the unemployed actor who's got this really unusual mental block because he's not able to perform in front of the audience because all of a sudden he forgets all the lines. Normally he's got a wonderful memory, but somehow in front of the audience everything is lost. And so he's got this treatment, psychological treatment, and nothing really works. But all of a sudden, there is a guy that is a social worker, and he's got this strange idea and proposal for the unemployed actor to for him to act a kind of a part or role in his own life, which is picking up a girl. Just for the social worker, so the actor has to pick up a girl and then to transfer the girl to the social worker, and for this he will get an apartment, and that's the story. That's how the story begins, and this is the this is like a journey with those three characters. To experience what is really inside of them, and to experience also this touching and funny also moments during the screening.
Yes, funny, touching moments, and also what I really liked about this film, without getting too much into particulars, is that it's three characters that are essentially alone, broken. You know, they're looking for something. They don't know about certain things in their lives. So they meet and they kind of help each other out through this kind of crazy situation.
Yeah, but what I think it's when you say this, so everyone can expect that we will see on the screen like three different creatures that are wandering around with sadness on their faces, but they are not. They are when we meet them, so we have to discover that they are somehow alone, but they are doing. On the screen during the screening, they are doing what they really want, and out of this, what we are when we are watching them, we are realizing that they were just a little bit lonely, lost, and something. But this is not a sad movie.
No. It kind of balances the drama with a little sense of humor.
Yes, I hope so. I just thought that it is. Because it's my debut movie, so that is always the first try how to make it for the audience. But the idea was to tell something important for people of my generation, like 30-year-olds, and something important for them in a kind of light way. That it is not we cannot say this like a pure entertainment. It's not. Not that kind of movie, but it's still light in atmosphere.
Yeah.
And the characters also, because I was writing the script for those three actors, and I knew right in the beginning that who will play all those all these three characters. So it is part of their experience also. So it's like a movie about us, but we are not in the movie, but our experiences are there.
Great. Well, Well, thanks very much for talking with us about that film too, very briefly, and of course for talking with us about this, the excellent project Films for Kids Pro. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.